There are no dues or fees for WA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. WA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stop working compulsively and to carry the message of recovery to workaholics who still suffer. I'm going to ask someone to read the steps of Workaholics Anonymous. Who wants to do that?
I'm going to be an alcoholic.
Right.
With all steps of Workaholics Anonymous. 1. We admitted we are powerless over work, that our lives have become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Became entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked God to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for a knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to workaholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Yes, okay. And so this meeting is, the topic is working the 12 steps artistically or creatively. And we're actually going to work steps 1 through 9 in the next hour. For a version of them. And there's it's more to inspire us. We're not necessarily, this is not a complete, thorough inventory, for example, in step 4, but kind of get us in the ballpark anyway. There's a part in the book called Artistic Responses to the 12 Steps that is at the end of the step study section, and a lot of the ideas are from there. So if you want more information, one of the reasons why this is inspiring to me is because I often, when I first worked my fourth step, I got really into like having to have it be a certain way, and I was like a column rigid person about what the columns were, and then I was doing it this format, then halfway through I moved to index cards, whatever. It just made it really complicated and cumbersome, and it can all be done with art projects. Mm-hmm. Working the steps can all be done with art projects, and I think that's especially healing for workaholics. So for step 1, you have 2 pieces of paper on your chair, and for step 1, we're going to make an unmanageability list, which is at the heart of step 1, which is we admit we're powerless over work, that our lives have become unmanageable, and we will pass around crayons or pens for people who don't have pens, and what I'm going to do, while you all are doing this, we will be reading the characteristics of signposts. So if you hear words from that that ring a bell for you, your writing is a list of unmanageability.
Okay.
This is
creating.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Drew, and I'm a workaholic.
Say it again.
The WSO board just wants to serve the community. Always do the best it can to preserve anyone's family dreams and anyone's means, but they are going to take for distribution, and that the possibility would exist that this could get put on a public site in a digital format. And so we urge all in the room to take care of their own stuff too. If you don't want to use a real name, that's your choice, but we'll do the best we can, but we just want to make it obvious this could get out there and you know, it could be heard about the world, okay?
Thank you.
Can I just say a word, too?
Yeah.
I brought this camera out, but I put it down here. I don't know if there's any objection to my taking pictures. If there is, I don't need to take pictures. I just thought it might be fun, but if anybody has an objection, I won't take pictures.
I have an objection. The pictures are going to be put up on the web.
I wasn't going to do that. I'm not sure about it.
Okay. So you're taking personal pictures? Just personal pictures. Personal pictures?
Of people, yeah, I'm not going to take pictures of leaves.
For what?
She means for personal use.
I could email her to them, or they could, whatever, I don't know. Since it's a moment that's going to be gone, not photographed, it's not true. I have no plan.
It's a spontaneous thing. Okay, so let's, so maybe Harry can share more with us about that after dinner.
Okay, I'm not going to act on it. I'll take pictures tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, let me give an example. Unmanageability, in step one, this part, can someone, can I have a timekeeper? We have 5 minutes on step one. Okay, thank you. Can you tell me my 5 minutes? Okay. Okay, great. So unmanageability means things that are unmanageable in my life. Behaviors that I have that are unmanageable. Anything I am powerless over can go on this list. So for example, staying late at work, just doing one more thing, saying yes when I can't really do it, that kind of stuff. So I'm just going to read through some of the signposts and key phrases. Would that be helpful for people? Finding it hard to love myself. Work has become a means of gaining approval. Finding my identity. Justifying my identity. I use work to escape my feelings. I don't know what I truly want and need. I neglect my health. I neglect my relationships. I neglect my spirituality. I neglect my recreation. Even when I'm not at work, I'm thinking about work. When I feel uncertain, I use work to deal with that. I lie awake worrying. I overplan. I overorganize. I am unwilling to surrender control. Stress and intensity feel normal to me. I create crises and get adrenaline highs and then overwork to resolve them. I suffer withdrawals and become anxious and depressed. I suffer from mood swings. I lie to people about the amount of work I'm doing. I hoard work to ensure that I will be busy and never bored. I am afraid of free time and vacations. Vacations are painful. My home is an extension of my workplace. My family has to wait around for me to get time with me. I make unreasonable demands on myself. I live in a state of pressure. I become driven, racing to beat the clock. I'm afraid that I will get behind and I binge work in order to catch up. My attention is fragmented by trying to do several things at once. Does everyone have paper?
Are there any more markers left
in
the
frame? Yeah.
Here.
I avoid things that I've agreed to do. I can't pace myself. I suffer from breakdown and burnout. I don't let myself finish things. I suffer from perfectionism. I can't accept it when I make mistakes. I have a hard time delegating because I don't think anyone will do it as well as I can. I think I'm indispensable. I'm not able to feel contented at the end of something. I'm over-serious and responsible. I find it hard to relax and just be. I feel guilty and restless when not working. I don't know how to play. I apply my work, my overworking to my play activities. Waiting is hard for me. I'm impatient. I push things forward before their time.
I'll 5 minutes or so.
Thank you. We're on the last one. I think that looking busy will mean people will like me better. I hurt inside. Okay, so is there anyone that doesn't have some unmanageability identified at this point? Okay, so that's basically what a step one is. A step one is writing down what's unmanageable, what I'm powerless over. Step two has to do with finding a power greater than myself that can restore me to sanity. So step two, we're going to take a little more time on. What we're going to do, we have a lot of different kinds of gear here, is we're going to make God cans or God envelopes for those who want more transit-friendly means of making this. And what this is you're going to decorate something with a visual representation or adjectives that describe your higher power. Yeah. And what it is, okay, I'm not going to tell you yet, but the general idea is this is, you're decorating something with images of your higher power. Not second paper. So what we're going to do now, this is a little more time to do this. There's collage materials. I actually have cans for people who need a can. And you decorate the can or the envelopes. And you can decorate an envelope. And we have about 20 minutes for this part of it. Well, let's say 15 and then let's check in. So, and there's crayons, there's rubber stamps, there's glitter glue, there's everything. So maybe let's just have one moment here where everyone gets grounded and centered about what is your higher power like. Here, can you just tell us when it takes a second? So now just have fun. Draw your higher power. If your higher power is the fellowship or your friends or people or literature or sunshine or whatever.
Marla, maybe you can say for those who aren't familiar, what goes into a God can?
That's step three.
Oh, that's step three. Okay.
The magazines you can cut up and put them in your collage.
Okay, great.
And there's one blue and feathers and all kinds of things. There's dinosaur rubber stamps. Dinosaurs
Yeah, I thought you were working on it.
But I was thinking, here's more, here's a problem.
Here's more envelopes if people want smaller ones there. There's really nice cardstock here, y'all. I'll put it in the middle here.
Drive, but you want it. I need to use one of these markers. Create a big stink. Can't put it down now. It's got to go all the way around.
Oh, great. I'm going to give him a little thing then.
You might want to dip it more than once, man.
Yeah, that's all we said. Even if I didn't give him a little money.
That's right.
For me.
What? Not there yet. I just got that first piece on it. Red.
I don't. time, at least past the protein meal, we step two, got everything.
Oh, no.
I always do it, eh?
Yes. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I see your problem. Fast approaching the end.
First of all, universe, I don't think our higher power really matters.
So towards the fact.
Yes.
Affect, you can agree with affirmation?
You know what, whichever one you want. There's only five options under column four affect, so let's write them down. Personal relations, sex relations, ambition, security, esteem. Personal relations, sex relations, ambition, security, esteem.
That's fine.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Seems more or less different.
I'm sorry. Did I not have one more time?
Personal relations, sex relations, ambition, security, esteem.
Those are the five possibilities that are called for.
Yeah, and you'll circle whichever ones are true. You're only doing one entry. The person, place, or thing, my feeling, situation, it affects. The next one is my part.
I don't need that one.
Yeah, some people might think they don't need that one.
You said their part, right?
Yeah.
Then the next one is character defect. Sometimes people like negative coping mechanism better.
That combo is blank.
Who said that?
Who else? So character defect or negative coping mechanism in column six. And column seven is character affect.
Six is
defect.
Okay.
Seven is affect.
Seven is
affect.
Okay.
Eight is space. Because you wouldn't want to have to fold the paper in seven columns.
Oh, good. Oh. I have only
No, maybe the asset could be two columns wide. That's better. Yeah,
asset. I thought eight was me. No, it's
column.
Okay. So now. So this is the standard. This is pretty standard. The first six columns are standard out of the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous. My sponsor had me add asset because as a workaholic, I tend to be negative and only focus on what's wrong instead of what could be possible in any situation. And also some people, I haven't done this yet, but they have had to work their four step where every other entry was an asset entry. Because it says in the big book that step four, you're taking inventory of the whole store. So you're taking inventory both of what's on the shelf and what's missing from the shelf. And so you need to take an inventory of both assets and defects. So for this purpose, we're just going to each do one entry. And what I would encourage you to do is something that in the past 7 days has really risen, that you've gotten agitated about in some way. So the key indicator emotion is resentment or anger. Those are juicy. Just if you haven't felt resentment or anger in the past week, then go back 2 weeks.
And then have a big celebration.
Look, Ryan, I think I'm going to vote.
No, you are not going to vote. But it might close for a short period of time.
That's perfect. That's good. That's coming right up here. Okay, so step four. So can anyone need help or can everyone figure out? First, identify who is the person, place, or thing.
Can it be yourself?
It can be yourself. Absolutely, it can be yourself. A co-worker, whatever.
Do we beat the seven column?
Yes. The first one is person, place, or thing.
Right.
The second one is my feeling. I'll just go through an example, Bob, okay? So person, place, or thing, I'm putting down Steve S. is someone I work with.
Oh,
my feeling is anger. The situation in my case is that seems like he's doing a power grab at work. That's kind of a lame entry because what's really good is to be kind of specific about what the behavior actually is. So in my case, he keeps coming to meetings he's not invited to.
Okay, he didn't do what I wanted him to.
Right, yeah, there you go. He didn't do what I wanted to is a perfect entry about the situation. The next column is it affects, and you have a multiple choice here. You can pick up to five. personal relations, sex relations, ambition, security, and self-esteem. In this case, I'll say personal relations, ambition, security, and esteem. Then what's my part? In this case, my part is that I am having expectations. I'm monitoring someone else's behavior.
So if you feel like you don't have control over something and that's what you feel is toxic, what is that? Is that personal relation?
It's more how does the feeling affect you? How does the situation affect you?
Which part? Which part? For effect?
My part. No, my part. Oh, so someone asked a question about effect.
Okay.
Does that answer your question, Laura?
No, but we could probably talk for a long time about my question.
Okay. Basically, what I do is I have a pattern where, for me, if something gets me, it goes way deep, and the effect, it goes zing, 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 zing. It goes right to esteem. You know, it goes through, like, it affects my relations with others, it affects my ability to go try to be active in the world, it affects my feeling, security, it affects my esteem. So for me, it
Oh, that would be a security, because I feel like I'm under control.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And the mind part?
The mind part, it really depends on the situation. Let's hear some examples. Does anyone have good examples of mind part? In my case, my part is, I'm not the supervisor for this person, but I'm thinking I can say whether they should do certain things or not. It's really not my business. So I'm monitoring someone else's behavior, which is what I've become. And the other part of it is that I'm then having an emotional reaction about it.
I can give an example of one.
Okay, yeah.
I'm having difficulty with a group of people that I'm managing to a design, and they decided some things, and now they're changing it. And so I'm sort of really upset about them. And I'm thinking that my part is the inflexibility of not accepting that, you know, people change their mind and think about things. And, you know, it's not about me or the design itself, but it's just their own way of working through a process that has nothing to do with me or the design, no matter how good it is.
It's a fancy version of what Jim was talking about. They're not doing what I want them to do.
Well, they don't trust the process. They don't do this. And the thing is, people are being people. It has nothing to do with me or the design.
So let's move on. So does everyone have the my part?
Mm-hmm.
In a very few cases, there is nothing that's my part. That's often in childhood. There's things that happen that are bad that I have resentment about. I don't have primarily any part in that. But my part is that in adulthood, I've continued to stay in a pattern of victimization or something like that.
Yeah.
Those are trickier entries. So that's like a little advanced course of that. We aren't going to get to that in the next 10 minutes. So did you have a...
I have one that seemed a little tricky at first and it became clear, where I'm angry at the world because of doctor applying with the East. And it affects a lot of things. But my part, what I wrote was, I resent change and I expect the world to stand still.
You expect the world to stand on your schedule.
Yeah, I expect the world to stand still. And that's my part.
So now we get the character defects, or negative coping mechanism. Here's some of my top contenders. Illusion of control. Well, can anyone think of other ones? That's pretty much what's going through my head right now.
Maybe
with
jealousy one.
No.
Playing God.
Is anger a character defect or
a chemical reaction?
Anger a character defect or?
Anger is a feeling. It's not a character defect.
Perfectionism.
And now, staying righteous anger so that I can feel better than is a character defect. But the feeling of anger is not a character.
Perfectionism.
Rigidity is one that someone was talking about.
Catastrophizing. What about using work to avoid the situation?
Yeah, avoidance.
Yeah, that's great.
Well,
isn't
that
the
thing with withdrawal?
No, withdrawal in 12 of the meetings, you could have said, I stopped doing something, I withdraw symptoms. You mean withdrawal, like isolation?
Right.
Isolation. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.